This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, dreaming yourself slim, the right way and the wrong way. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're on a journey into your subconscious mind, through your weight struggle, and out the other side. What's our destination? Naturally slim and healthy living for every body, every shape, and every background. But take notice, this journey isn't about diet and exercise, and it has some serious, positive side effects. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, with a hidden bonus of waking up to and deeply enjoying the rest of your life. It's about what I call sharing your soul's gifts. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater myself, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to the other side. So go ahead and drop inside now. Find a place within that's more comfortable than the other places. Perhaps it's just that place, that moment, that's more relaxed than anywhere else in you right now. The most relaxed spot. You can allow yourself to drop down so easily and gently, it may surprise you. When you've been experiencing anxiety and stress and all those things, who knew that just beneath that surface, at a deeper level, you can feel and experience that releasing of tension and tightness, the softening of the muscles, just that much softer, however much more relaxed, is available to you in this moment. Allow that to expand. Now, why is it that in a podcast that's about weight loss, we want to drop inside? What the heck? Aren't we supposed to amp ourselves up? Get going, moving? You want me to run a drill sergeant thing routine? We can do some jumping jacks? What do you think? Well, as a matter of fact, relaxation is the key to weight release in more ways than you might have imagined. Because when we're relaxed, our bodies digest and process food better, and in fact, our metabolism tends to go up if we've been in a state of high anxiety. So there's the relaxation response benefit, where the more relaxed and the better you feel about you and in your life, the easier it'll be for the pounds to melt away. That's certainly true. But the other thing that we're doing here, the stuff beneath the surface, which is what this journey actually is all about, and there are no jumping jacks included, I dare say, unless, of course, you like jumping jacks and jills. But I digress. Yes, relaxing deeper, allowing yourself to open up and let go to whatever it is that's been holding you back. Certainly there's something, because if there weren't, you wouldn't be where you are now. The truth is, if you've been listening for a while, you know exactly what I'm talking about, that the reason that you struggle with your weight is that you're in conflict. Part of you thinks, absolutely, yes, I am the fit and healthy cheerleader. I want to be healthy. I want to do the right things. I want to take care of myself. I want to eat like a supermodel. I want to work out like Jillian Michaels and all the rest of it. But there's another part of you that says, well, wait a minute, that sounds exhausting. That sounds like no fun. I'm overeaten for a reason. I think it's safer here to have a little padding, a little insulation, or I think it's more fun, or I think it's a treat, or I think it's easier somehow. Now, this may sound like funny logic when we pull it out into the light of day. I know because I've been there. Always those things that hold us back are the ones that sound so silly, so laughable when we bring them out to the light of day. And of course, the reality is that the things that hold us back the most are silly. But never mind, it happens to all of us. For example, if you feel that it's safer to be overweight because you think, what, you'll be quicker, it'll be faster to run away if you're carrying the extra pounds? Sounds kind of silly when you think about it, doesn't it? But alas, these are the things that operate. And with the tools in this program, you know that you can release those fears and objections and bring all of you into alignment. Because when all of you wants the same thing, when all of you wants to be slim and fit and healthy, and all of you understands that it is in fact easier. You know what? Let's pause here for a moment because this is exactly what I want to talk to you about today. The concept of being naturally slim and healthy. The concept, the idea, the dream of being naturally slender. Because I know that so many of you have struggled for a long time. And I also know that so many of you, most of you, if I do say so myself, are pretty darn smart people, pretty competent in other areas of your life. You know how to find a podcast. I mean, that says something right there, don't you think? Not everybody knows how to find a free audio podcast with all this content available just with a few clicks. So you've got some brains going on. I bet you've got a lot of resolve. I had a client say to me once, I went on a liquid fast for 4 months, and you cannot tell me that I don't have any willpower unless you have gone 4 months without a morsel of solid food passing through your lips like I have. I have more willpower than anybody I know. And the truth is that she probably suffers from too much willpower, causing her to go on these crazy and extreme diets that are not sustainable. So it's not about lack of willpower. You probably have plenty of willpower to do all sorts of crazy things. People who listen typically have lots of willpower. This is a profile. They're smart. They are savvy. They are determined. That's how they find this podcast. It doesn't just happen. And yet, you struggle. So what's up with that? Well, we talked about the conflict, and we've talked about that plenty in other podcasts. And today I want to talk to you about the dream piece of it, because it's so common when I talk to people, when they come to me, and I say, well, what is it that you want? And they say, oh, well, I just like to be able to get through the evening, or I just like to be able to control myself. And I'm thinking, man, you got some lousy dreams there. Those dreams are holding you back. You are not dreaming big enough. Now, I'm not a big believer in failure, but the phrase that keeps popping up in my mind is failure to dream, inadequate dream response. Do you hear what I'm talking about here? Because somehow we've been brainwashed somewhere along the way to think that we're always going to have these urges and we have to control ourselves for the rest of our lives to be slim. I don't know where that idea came from. I guess from the idea that in order to be slim, you have to restrict yourself, you have to deprive yourself, you have to exercise control. And if that's the case, to be slim for a lifetime, you have to do it for the rest of your life. That seems like the no fun plan. And given that the rest of your life, I'm hoping, is long, that you got a long way to go, who wants the no fun plan? Look good and feel miserable? No, thank you. Really? So we need another solution. We need to dream bigger about what's possible. We need to dream about naturally slim and healthy. And we don't allow ourselves to dream so often. I know this has been the case for me because we don't want to get our hopes up for something that isn't going to happen. I mean, how much do we want to dream about winning the lottery? Because it's unlikely. The odds say it's highly unlikely. How much do we want to dream about something that we can't have? I never knew that I could dream about being relaxed and detached around food and around hunger. Did you know that that's possible? That hunger's just a feeling in your body, in your belly, and that you could react in the panic, oh my God, the world's about to end way, which I have practiced to perfection, I dare say. Or you could think, hey, this is just a feeling in my body. An uncomfortable feeling, granted, maybe a weak or a shaky feeling, not so nice, especially at the extreme levels. And I can still be relaxed and hungry, even really hungry. It never occurred to me that that was possible. So how would I think that it was desirable? And of course, then even if I had gotten that far, I wouldn't have known how to create it because I didn't know those things back in the day. I tell this story in my book, Fulfilled, about how I went nutso in Belize once when I ate dinner at 3 p.m. or something ridiculous like that. No, lunch at 3 p.m. Yeah, I was really hungry and it was ugly and publicly embarrassing, I dare say. Back on track now. Naturally slim and healthy. So what's the deal? You've been overweight for your whole life. Client I spoke with this morning, she can't remember not struggling. No memory of it. Always been chubby to fat. Can't remember it. The whole family's overweight. Everybody, my mom, my dad, it must be genetically impossible for me because it's written in my DNA. That's a big problem. How are you going to get over that? Why should I dare to dream if it's written in my DNA? Why should I dare to dream if, given that I'm a smart, capable, determined person, and I have given everything I have to being slim, which I want desperately and urgently, and I still can't make it happen, then something must be wrong with me. It must be impossible for me. This is how we get ourselves in this pickle of thinking that it's not possible, this limitation. Well, the truth is that more than you know is possible. And I want to talk to you more about that after we take a short break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Renee here. If you've been listening for a while but haven't yet dug in enough to get the results that you want, perhaps what you need is a little support, like a supportive community and a structured class with live coaching calls with me. Online classes are now forming at InsideOutWeightLoss.com. I would love to have you join us. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about failure to dream. It's true. How we get ourselves into that particular conundrum of thinking that it's not possible for us. And I know there are cases where thyroids are out of whack, and in which case it's always a good idea to go get a blood test and check it out to make sure everything's working properly. And if you are in alignment about being slim, you will be open to doing that, by the way. And you can check out the symptoms of low thyroid, things like being tired, fuzzy thinking, feeling cold, constipation, brittle hair and nails, things like that. And if those symptoms apply, then go the heck, get it checked out. Simple, basic blood test. Make sure everything's in line the way that it is meant to be. And assuming that it is, which it is for the vast majority of us, naturally slim and healthy. So let's talk about that dream, because as you may know, if you know anything about the law of attraction, about manifesting, about the power of positive thinking, you know that step one is to come up with a compelling dream, a dream that you go, oh, that would be awesome. A dream that really gets you bubbling, sparkling, glowing, like, ah, oh, I know it's not possible, but if it were, oh, that would be great. I would love that. That's where you want to be. That's what the energy, the vibration that you want to get going on. Get over your, oh, can't, shan't, and all the rest of it, and get into, well, if it were possible, what would that be like? So here's the deal, naturally slim and healthy. What the heck is it? Most people who are overweight never thought about it, never stopped to think. They just think that there are a few genetic mutants on the planet walking around who can eat anything they want, and they never gain weight, you know, large volumes of food. Well, the truth is that if you were to follow one of these genetic mutants 24/7, 365, I bet you'd find out that they may eat a lot on some occasions and not much on other occasions. Some people do have high metabolisms. Those people tend to be really active, like, I don't know, an Olympic swimmer, for example. They eat a lot of food and they're pretty darn buff, if I do say so myself. I like to appreciate them whenever possible, of course. And so here's the deal, naturally slim and healthy. What the heck is it? You know already that it is easy. These are the folks that are eating whatever they want and are slim. Their weight fluctuates by a small amount, day to day, week to week, month to month, and over time, the same genes that fit them when they were 20 fit them when they're 40. Can you imagine that? Like the wedding dress at whatever age fits you 20 years later, or the tux. What would that be like? It's pretty cool. And it's been easy for you. Maybe you've had that experience for brief amounts of time. Maybe you were in love or infatuation and it was so easy, or you were taking pills, you know, the fen-phen thing or whatever, and you had that freedom, because naturally slim and healthy involves freedom. So when you are feeling bummed, when you're feeling down about your weight, oh my God, I'm so fat, I want you to take a moment to dream about what it would be like if it were easy for you. If, number one, you felt good about your body and you were relaxed and you naturally craved the amount of food that allowed you to be slim. I was talking to a friend the other day about naturally slim and healthy and how I am and life changes that happen to women at a certain point. And I said, well, you know, what I like to do is adjust my mindset so that I feel good and happy and I get maximum enjoyment out of eating an amount that allows me to be slim and fit and healthy. So I just figure out how to do that. I imagine how to feel relaxed and happy and get plenty of pleasure out of eating an amount to weigh the amount that I like to weigh. I change my mindset. I eat what my body needs to be slim and make sure that I enjoy it. So I figured out, using all these awesome tools that I have and that I share with you on a regular basis, how to feel good about it. So I like to eat a salad for lunch often. So I love eating a salad. If I miss my salad, I get grumpy. Makes me upset to not get my ritual, to not sit down. Eating on the run, don't like it. Like to eat where I can extract maximum pleasure and enjoyment out of every bite. So the game isn't to trick yourself into eating less by eating low-fat, low-taste, highly artificial foods. No, no trickery involved. The game is to enjoy high flavor, natural, healthy foods in all of their nutritious, tasty glory. That's what we want. That's the dream. So I want you to adjust your mindset, adjust your dream, and imagine for a moment, picture if you will, what it would be like to be easily slim, to naturally crave the amount of food that allows you to be slim, fit, and healthy, and let the rest of the cravings and all of that static, all of that interference, just fade away. Just let it go. Just let it drift and fade into the background as the enjoyment of feeling good in your body, the enjoyment of sitting down and tasting and savoring every bite of delicious, healthy, nutritious food becomes bigger and brighter and bolder. So that if you miss that, your little ritual, you feel like you've been gypped because you didn't get your healthy food. And that moment when you feel sated, like you've had enough, automatically it's like a door closes and stomachs close for business. Done. Now you can focus on people, experiences, connection, relaxation, whatever it is that you enjoy. This is just the dream. But in order to create something great that is sustainable, you got to start with a good dream. Most people don't know that naturally slim and healthy is possible for them. So they resign themselves to thinking, well, I got to figure out how to be happy with low-fat mayonnaise for the rest of my life. Well, I think, personally, that's the impossible spec. That ain't going to happen. Reduced calorie bread? No, thank you. God, give me the real stuff. Give me something that has some real flavor and substance to it so my body knows what the heck to do with it. My body evolved over millions of years knowing what to do with real food. It did not evolve eating partially hydrogenated and artificial and even natural flavors. No, those things confuse the body. Body likes natural stuff. But again, as you may know already, the what you eat is about 10% of the whole game. The rest of the game is what you're doing now inside as you allow yourself the delight and the joy of dreaming. Slim, healthy, easy, relaxed dreams, feeling good in your body. That's where I want you to go. Because without the dream, you can't get started on the creating. That's what the subconscious mind is going to organize your reality around. And all those cravings and things, we'll get there. You know, we've been there. We'll go there again. More tips and tools are on their way. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Please visit my website at insideoutweightloss.com, where you'll find online free resources like The Hunger Diary, the free Motivation Makeover, and online classes and programs, as well as a link to my book, Fulfilled. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share your abundant soul's gifts. What are those soul's gifts? These are the things that are there when you clear the clutter and interference of the whole weight struggle. It's the fun part. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.